Polish American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blihak.
Jane Dobry, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. However, people can listen from anywhere in the world simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. Well, as we get started today, I ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in, then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin off with this one by Dennis Motyka and the Good Times.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, as we begin our broadcast on this Saturday, September the 29th, I want to remind all of you that you are invited to St. Hedwig's Parish Polish Festival, taking place today from 3 until 10 p.m. This is the last night of the 62nd Annual Polish-American Festival. They're sponsored by St. Hedwig's Parish in Wilmington, Delaware, and it'll be taking place along the Wilmington-Delaware Riverfront near the Chase Center, the same place as last year. Well, today is the last day, so go on over and enjoy all the carnival rides, great food, live music, and lots of Polish and American hospitality. If you'd like additional information, you can visit their internet site at polishfestival.net. That's polishfestival.net. There is also a link on the front page of polishamericancenter.com. And all of our friends and supporters from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union who are a very special bank organized in 1976, serving people across the USA. And I encourage you to check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. They have every type of banking service available, and you'll be very pleased with the rates that they offer. And the quality of their internet site shows you exactly what your participation with the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union will help you with. Check them out at psfcu.com. Well, on this Saturday, September the 29th, from 6 until 10 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. That's, you know where that is, just off I-95 and the Academy Road exit. All of you are invited to the pre-Pulaski Parade and also the Polish American Heritage Month Social featuring the boys from Baltimore. The ticket donation is $15 per person. They will have a cash bar, a Polish kitchen available, and boy, it's going to be a great event. Tickets are available only at the door. If you'd like additional information, you can call John Wisniewski at 215-906-1825. That's John Wisniewski at 215-906-1825. Dr. Eva Maczak has two dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. One at 3084 Armingo Avenue in Port Richmond, another at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. Dr. Eva Maczak will provide you with quality dental care at affordable prices. For more information or an appointment, call Dr. Eva Maczak at area code 215-739-2787. That's 215-739-2787. Dr. Maczak speaks both English and Polish. Well, I'd like to pause now and say happy birthday in Stola to Mark Opielski, a listener of our Saturday program here on 860. And Mark is the son of Frank and Wanda Opielski, and they want to send out a happy birthday and best wishes. Also coming out from Brian, Kenny, and Michael Opielski and their families. And Mark Opielski, all of your friends from the Polish American Heritage Association of Montgomery County, also want to wish you the very best and Stola. Also, happy birthday wishes to George Christensen, as well as to Dominic Pelcaro from his wife Anna, and to all of you celebrating a birthday this week. This one is by the Maestro's Men. Thank you. Serena's Auto Body Shop and Collision Center has two locations to serve you. One at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. For more information, call Serena's Auto Body at 215-535-6606. That's 215-535-6606. And as we continue our broadcast on this last weekend of September, I want to remind all of you that St. John Cantius Parish Carnival continues tonight, the 29th, from 6 until 9 p.m., and tomorrow, September the 30th, from 1 in the afternoon until 5 p.m., and at the carnival, they'll feature amusement rides, great food, dinner specials, refreshments, and lots of Polish-American hospitality. Father Joseph Zingaro is inviting everyone to spread the word and stop by and enjoy yourself. That's tonight, 6 to 9 p.m., and tomorrow from 1 until 5. Well, the next portion of our broadcast today is being presented by Martin Bednarek, who is the president of the Washington Savings Bank, and he joins with all of his fellow board members, as well as the staff from all of the Washington Savings Bank offices, in wishing everyone a very enjoyable Polish-American Heritage Month, which begins this Monday, October the 1st. And for more information about Washington Savings Bank, check them out on the internet by going to WashingtonSAV.com or give their main telephone number a call at 215-698-9400. Well, this week on Monday, Polonia begins the celebration of October as National Polish American Heritage Month, and everyone is asked to spread the word about this month-long effort to family and friends. And for more information about the many activities that you can get involved with, check out PolishAmericanHeritageMonth.com. And by the way, October is a great time to focus on your family tree and to trace your family's roots. There is a link on the front page of PolishAmericanHeritageMonth.com. Check it out. You'll be really pleased with that link. It's also a great time to read a book about Polish and Polish-American history, support organizations promoting Polish history and Polish-American history, attend some events like the Pulaski Day Parade in Philadelphia, which will be taking place on Sunday, October the 14th, and invite others to visit the Polish-American Cultural Center Museum at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia, where Polish history, culture, and pride are always on display. And for more information about the Pulaski Day Parade, as well as Polish American Heritage Month, I encourage you to go to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But today I have a request for a special selection, and it is by Mona Lisa, and we're going to send it out for the 65th wedding anniversary of John and Jane Krakowiak, who celebrated their 65th wedding anniversary on September the 27th. Best wishes and dwieście lat from their children, and that is everyone in the Krakowiak, Zimmerman, and King families, all the grandchildren, and their friends in Polonia want to wish John and Jane Krakowiak a very happy 65th wedding anniversary, and of course, the very best from all of us in the Blihash family as well. Best wishes also are extended to Rich and Sonia Browning, who are celebrating their 56th wedding anniversary, and their family and friends want to wish Rich and Sonia Browning the very best, and Stolar as well. Also, happy wedding anniversary wishes for Joanna and Frank Gaber, for Stephanie and Paul O'Neill, as well as for Irene and Alexander Markevich. For all of them and all of you celebrating a wedding anniversary, this one is Remembering Your Wedding Day. Ladies and gentlemen, the title of today's commentary is Better Days Happen When We Promote American Workers. And as everyone involved in promoting a special effort understands, getting the word out to people is the only way to succeed. This is why the voices and actions of supporters of American Workers Need You and the Buy American Made campaign have been making a positive impact on the way business is being done in the United States, and we need to keep that momentum going strong. As we begin the fall season, you are asked to continue to help us promote efforts like National Small Business Weekend, which takes place the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. There is a growing number of events taking place during the first weekend of the month, kindly go out of your way to support those events and your local businesses as they employ more than 60 million Americans. And for more information about this effort, you can log on to nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com. And I would also like to offer this first alert that we will once again be promoting November as American Made Month. This will give us another opportunity to focus on our 2018 theme, which encourages all manufacturers to proudly list on their labels and packaging that their items are made or assembled in the United States of America. With your participation, additional jobs and job skills are being created for American workers, and it is demonstrating what is possible when Americans are focused on supporting American workers and the businesses and services that are keeping them employed. Thanks for spreading the word and invite others to support our efforts. For more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com, which has links providing ways to support American workers and America's economy. This is Michael Blihash. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And that is one of the reasons I thank all of the radio broadcasters and internet site providers and newspapers that repeat my weekly commentaries, because getting the word out to the general public is the only way for us to succeed. No one tells us how to spend our money and what to do when we go shopping, so I encourage you to check out all of the products. When you ask questions of the store managers and the store clerks, it certainly makes an impression. Oh, these people are interested in what is happening. I should ask my supplier to bring in more American-made products. The aftermath of your questions is very, very important. And remember, also, another effort that we have been promoting is National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. And as many of you see from the flyers you receive and special notices that go out, many additional events are taking place on the first Friday and Saturday of the month, and many of them are business-related. That is really important. But the first weekend of every month, go out of your way to support your local businesses and also spread the word to your family members and friends. We had another very interesting broadcast this past Wednesday, and I want to thank our panel members, Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, and our guest this week was very interesting as well. Our thanks to Bruce Bassett Powell and Michael Blihash. As always, thank you for helping us to spread this important message, because without you, half of what is taking place in the USA right now would not have been possible. And because you are so faithful with what you do and how you go out of your way to spend your money and to speak up where you shop, I would say that this selection I get a lot of requests for, so I'm going to play it now, and it needs no introduction. It is for all of you that are supporting the Buy American Made campaign in the great nation of America.
Through the night with the light.
ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into the Saturday Variety Program, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, 7 days a week here on 860 AM. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host. And as always, I thank you for spreading the word and for letting people know that they can tune in 7 days a week. Our schedule is very easy to remember. Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy Barbara Ilnitska. Wednesday, tune in for another edition of American Workers Radio. On Thursday, Barbara is back at 11, and at 11:45, it is the weekly edition of the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, America's Częstochowa, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. On Friday at 11, Barbara is back. And on Saturdays, as always, I'm expecting that you'll be here with us. If you live in the tri-state area and you listen on the radio, you can tune in from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. You can tune in anytime on the internet simply by going to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com, where you will find links to all of our weekly radio broadcasts, as well as to our American Workers Radio movement. On Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today. Now, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office, 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106, and I'll certainly do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. And as I mentioned before, this Monday, October the 1st, we begin Polish American Heritage Month. Well, Mr. James Rabaczewski, who is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, joins with all members of the PRCUA in wishing Polonia a very enjoyable Polish American Heritage Month, and another great way for you to consider how you can support Polonia during Polish American Heritage Month is to check out the internet site of the PRCUA by going to PRCUA.org. This organization offers life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. They are marking their 145th anniversary this year, serving Polonia since 1873. You can also call their main telephone number during regular business hours. It's a toll-free number. Give them a call at 1-800-772-8632. Well, time now to mark another date in Polish-American history. It was on October the 1st, 1608, that the English ship Mary and Margaret arrived at Jamestown, Virginia. Aboard the ship were several persons of Polish heritage who had been hired by the Virginia Company of London at the request of Captain John Smith, who was the leader of the Jamestown, Virginia colony. Captain Smith, who learned of the Polish craftsmen's work while traveling in Eastern Europe and in Poland, invited them to Jamestown for the specific purpose of helping to establish a glass industry in the new colony in Virginia. Upon the arrival of the Poles, they made a very vital contribution to the survival of the colony by digging a well to provide fresh drinking water. Their next accomplishment was building a furnace to produce glass products, which became the first factory here in America. Now, in addition to producing glass products, the Polish settlers also produced pitch and tar, building materials for the expansion of the new colony. And despite the many hardships due to the climate and living conditions, the Poles and their fellow settlers preserved and eventually became very important to the new colony in America. Now, the products that they also sent to Europe became the first products to be exported from America, which was another industry in itself. And for more information about the first Polish settlers, there is a link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. I ask that you download that link, copy the link, and send it off to family members and friends. And when you're in Philadelphia, see the exhibit in the Polish American Cultural Center Museum there at 308 Walnut Street. It's located right there in the heart of historic Philadelphia, as I say so often, especially during this 30th anniversary year celebration. The museum is 100% supported by donors, and you can find ways to support the museum right there on the top of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, as we mark the 410th anniversary of the first Polish settlers, I'm going to send out this next selection, Polish People in the USA, by the Polka family. I'd also like to once again mention the 65th wedding anniversary of John and Jane Krakowiak, which they celebrated on September the 27th. Best wishes and dwieście lat from John and Jane's children and grandchildren, the Krakowiak, Zimmerman, and King families all join in wishing them the very best and dwieście lat from all of their friends in Polonia. Also, best wishes are extended to Rich and Sonia Browning as they are celebrating their 56th wedding anniversary from their family and friends. And also, happy wedding anniversary to Teresa and Edward Lubasz, to Annette and Bob Fredenko, and happy birthday as well as happy wedding anniversary to Marianne Schall from her husband Ted, and they got married on her birthday. So Marianne, this one is also for you and Ted Schall on your wedding anniversary. And we'll also send this one out for the birthday of Mark Opielski from all of his family members and friends.
Souls, knowing not what lot ahead for them, they started out alone to look for somewhere that they could begin to call their home. So they sailed across the ocean blue, powerful yet free, looking for a place with God, hope, truth, and liberty. As they gazed into the vast valley, where it was plain to see, the beauty of this vivid land was not a mystery. Just to make ends meet, working day and night and night and day, with blisters on their feet. They were proud of who they were and what their heritage stood for, and when the night fell, they would bow their heads and thank the Lord. Everyone
themselves a name. Now the friendship and the love they shared grow stronger still today. And if they were here with us, I just know what they would say.
Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. Well, on this Saturday, September the 29th, from 3 until 10 p.m., you are invited to attend the last night of the 62nd annual St. Hedwig's Polish Festival, taking place along the Wilmington Riverfront near the Chase Stadium, the same place as last year. That's going to be going on today from 3 until 10 p.m., featuring carnival rides, great food, live music, and lots of Polish and American hospitality. Go on over and enjoy yourself. And the Polish-American Heritage Association of Camden County, New Jersey, is encouraging everyone to attend a special tribute ceremony at Cooper River Park off Route 130 and North Park Drive in Pennsauken, New Jersey. That's tomorrow, Sunday, September the 30th at 12 noon. Now, the ceremony will be taking place at the monuments of General Kazimir Pulaski and General Thaddeus Kosciuszko and the Polish-American veterans in Cooper River Park in Pennsauken, New Jersey. This ceremony is being sponsored by St. Joseph's Church, Polish Apostolate, the Polish-American Citizens Club of Camden County, and St. Joseph's Historical Society. That is tomorrow, the 30th, 12 noon, at Cooper River Park off Route 130 in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Go on over and take part in this special tribute. And the Polish-American Heritage Association of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, is inviting everyone to attend the annual Polish Harvest Festival. That's tomorrow, Sunday, September the 30th, from 12 noon until 5 p.m. at the TK Club, 521 Hector Street, in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. They'll have live music by the Naturalistics Band and the Yelski Family Group. You'll be able to enjoy delicious Polish food, games of chance, and a great time for all. Families are welcome because they're going to have lots of games for the children and plenty of prizes. Tickets are available at the door. That's tomorrow, Sunday, September the 30th, 12 noon until 5 p.m. at the TK Club, 521 Hector Street in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. And as you know, I always promote people to go out and vote. Well, in order to do that, you have to be registered to vote. And because so many people have the opportunity now to do that on the internet, I'd like to bring attention to the Register to Vote link That's right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. All you have to do is fill out the information, forward it accordingly, and then you'll get your registration card sent to you, and you'll be able to register today or tomorrow and be prepared to vote in the general election in November. So do check that out on the front page and spread that link to family members and friends. I know that in the past, many people were using the paper registration forms, but now with the internet, so much has changed. So do check it out on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. I also want to mention again that you're asked to spread the word about the Pulaski Day Parade, which will be taking place on Sunday, October the 14th, on the Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia. For a complete schedule of events, I ask that you go to PolishAmericanCenter.com. There's a Pulaski Parade link on the front page. You can also go to PulaskiDayParade.com, and the link will also come up, and you'll check out all of the special anniversaries that they are celebrating this year in the Pulaski Day Parade on Sunday, October the 14th, beginning to march at 12 noon, and it will be on time at 12:30 for television coverage live on WPVI 6ABC. The office of Leon Mankoski, attorney at law, is located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. His office is open Monday through Friday from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening, and he does have additional evening hours on Tuesdays. For more information or an appointment, call Leon Mankoski, attorney at law, at 215-739-8521. That's 215-739-8521. And as we've been announcing over the last few months, in just a few weeks, the 85th annual Pulaski Day Parade will be taking place in the city of Philadelphia on Sunday, October the 14th, same place on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Center City, Philadelphia, and it will be televised on WPVI TV6, celebrating Polish American Heritage Month and celebrating many special anniversaries in Polish and Polish American history. As I mentioned earlier, you can check out that link by going to PulaskiDayParade.com, and all of the special events are listed on there. And one of the events that will be taking place the next month on November the 11th is the 100th anniversary of Poland's regained independence, and that is going to be taking place with a special mass and ceremony at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I ask that you mark your calendar for Sunday, November the 11th, which is also Veterans Day, as we gather at America's Częstochowa for this very special event. I'll be having more information in upcoming programs. But at this time, the museum is encouraging all Polish-American church groups, organizations, veterans, youth groups, and dance groups to join them for this very special event at Częstochowa on Sunday, November the 11th. The Mass is 12:30. The tribute ceremony will take place immediately following the Mass in the church. Well, time now for us to honor this request. It happens to be another selection by the Polka family for the birthday of Helen Juszkiewicz, for Mary Baran from her husband Ed, for Anna Marie Toplewski, as well as for Krysia Smuda from her husband Jan, and also for the birthday of Krysia Zabicki. For all of them and all the ladies in our audience celebrating a birthday, this one is the Pittsburgh Girls.
Oh, Egyptian on your smuggling that. The boy is Egyptian, that's Pittsburgh the guy. Hey, that Balushin Bobby, that Balushin Bobby has done.
Polish-American Cultural Center Museum at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia is open admission free Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The museum's gift shop is open during regular exhibit hall hours Monday through Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., where you will find a selection of items imported from Poland as well as Polish-American specialty items. They also have an expanded selection of books on Polish subjects in the English language. If you're looking for a gift for family members or friends, stop by the museum's gift shop. For more information, call the Polish American Cultural Center Museum at area code 215-922-1700. That's area code 215-922-1700. You can also visit the museum's internet site at polishamericancenter.org.
And I would like to encourage you to visit the museum throughout the year and also during October, Polish American Heritage Month. For more information, visit their internet site at polishamericancenter.com. Also, Father Joseph Zingaro is inviting everyone to spread the word and stop by and enjoy all of the great food and refreshments and a good time for all at St. John Cantius Parish Carnival. It continues on this Saturday, September the 29th, from 6 until 9 p.m. and tomorrow, September the 30th, from 1 in the afternoon until 5 p.m. Go on over and enjoy yourself. And now I would like to pause for this particular selection. It is a favorite of Andrew Klimek, and we extend best wishes to all of you that enjoy this selection as well. It is by John Gura and Gurale.
Śpiewa ci obcy wiatr, zachwyca wielki świat, a serce tęskni. Bo gdzieś daleko stąd został rodzinny kąt, tam jest najpiękniej, tam właśnie teraz rozkwitły kwiaty. to kroki, piołki, kaczęce i maki. Pod polskim niebem, w szczerym polu wyrosły ojczyste kwiaty, ich zapachu jest Polska. Żeby tak jeszcze raz ujrzeć ojczysty las, pola i łąki i do matczynych rąk przynieść zielony chłop, rozkwitłe pąki, bo najpiękniejsze okrotki, piołki, kaczeńce i maki. Pod polskim niebem, w szczerym polu wyrosły ojczyste kwiaty, w ich zapachu jest Polska. Była czy los się gna, chęć gdzieś po świecie. Zabierz z rodzinnych stron, zabierz ze sobą świat, mały bukiecik. Weź tą piosenką bukiecik kwiatu. Do wrotu, piołku, kaczeńców i maku. Pod polskim niebem, w czerym polu wyrosły ojczyste kwiaty, w ich zapachu jest Polska.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see by the clock on the wall, it is time for me to say Dovizenia. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you for spreading the word. You can hear rebroadcasts of our program simply by going to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. And don't forget to tune in again this Wednesday at 11 for another edition of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Dovizenia, Ip Shiem Nego Weekendu. And this final selection is a special request to say happy birthday and Stolat to Mark Opielski, as well as to all of you that are celebrating a birthday this week.